from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have a surprise call, don't we?
Yes.
The big boy, Mark Cabali, who is going through a tumultuous time right now, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Hello, big boy. I'm sorry with what happened at the Athletic, but I think you're in for bigger and better things. How are you?
Pretty good, Joe. Just taking a nap because, you know, I don't have much other to do right now. So catching up on my nap time. So I heard you and Shelty hit it off well.
Yeah, I mean, that just wasn't going to turn out well in the middle of an 8-game losing streak. There's no happy face we can put on that. But I have questions for you.
I might not have answers for you.
You may be more evasive than Shelty. What happened at the Athletic? Can you tell us?
I'm going to... How can I do this? You remember when Terrell Owens and Drew Rosenhaus was in his driveway and he just kept saying, next question, next question.
Yeah.
Next question. I don't know, man. They decided to move on. Can't dwell on the past. So, you know, kind of upset for a day. Put it behind you. And you know how they say it, wash it off and go get them tomorrow. So.
No, but something clearly happened that everyone else seems to know about and I don't. But you'll tell me when I see you in person?
Potentially.
All right.
If I ever see you in person.
Yeah, that's always a question. And then it was nothing nefarious. It was just a work-related thing,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Wow. Yeah. You know, it's one of the best stories I've heard in a while was when the news broke yesterday that Steelers were practicing and somebody mentioned to Richie Walsh, did you hear what happened to Mark? And Rich goes, what, is he dead? I was like, geez, Rich.
He went to the end game right away.
Richie Walsh thought I'd died.
Well, I'm glad you're still alive. This seems to be the least traumatic end of a job that I've ever heard with somebody. You seem to actually be relieved or happy. I think something big is on the horizon for you. McAfee has said he's reached out to you. True?
Yeah, I talked to him for a couple minutes, not long after. So, I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens there. Nothing to report on, so to speak. So, you know, a couple irons in the old stove there, see what's happening, you know. Free agent, man. I'm going to come to your free agent.
I know. I think it's true that when one door closes, other ones open up. Who knows? Maybe we'll be working together on the fan someday. I don't know. Yeah. Anything's possible.
I was telling Pony and Mahler should be the Pony Mahler and Kaboom show. How about the Starkey Zeiss and Kaboom show? Or
that wouldn't be bad. Limits, you up for that?
That'd be fun.
Have you heard this? Have you heard when Paul starts checking out stats during our live show? Have you heard this, Kaboom?
Yeah, doesn't he try to stall though? Like, well, honey, you could tell he's looking something up.
Yeah, that happens frequently, which is why we made that little thing right there.
I did hear old Tony the other day.
Yeah, Jackass.
Paul, I'm a little disappointed. Paul looked like he was about ready to go off the deep end, but he reeled it back in. A little disappointed about his overall reaction.
Did I stutter?
Well, he never turns his mic on. That's the problem. He was actually raging at Jackass Tony, but he was doing it to a dead mic because he's worse than Ron when it comes to turning his mic on. But here's the real question for today. You sent out a cryptic tweet earlier that said yeet, Y-E-E-T, that apparently is translated to something big is about to happen. And does this, it wasn't related to your job, your next job or anything like that. So what did it mean? Was it Ayuk related? Do you know something we don't? Is something Ayuk related going to happen today?
Well, you know, you don't watch wrestling, right? Jey Uso and yeet.
No, I hate wrestling.
I was just watching wrestling, and it was just yeet. Well, you know, Joe, I'm at the position of not I mean, put it this way. Unemployed sports writers don't put their names on things that are a fluid situation that have proven to be changing a heartbeat at a whim's notice. So I'll just put it this way, and this is probably the most I can give you. There's been some rumblings today about the Ayuk to the Steelers. Any further than that?
So let me phrase it this way then. Let me phrase it this way.
Things change so quickly.
Yeah, I hear you for sure. If you had to bet everything you owned right now on Ayuk coming to the Steelers or staying in San Fran, what would you do?
In the long haul or today?
I mean, before, you know, this season is if I said to you he's going to play for the Steelers or Niners this season, you had to bet everything you own, which one would you go with?
I'd say the Steelers. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say the Steelers. I mean, at this point, Omar's putting it out there. I mean, he you know who has the least leverage is the 49ers. I mean, Ayuk got probably the most. Then the Steelers and Omar Khan has the second. I mean, Omar probably basically said, here's my take it or leave it deal. I know Brandon Ayuk wants to come here. You either deal with him all season and a potential issue brewing, or you trade him to the only team that he'll sign to. Omar knows this, so just wait and be patient. And it's either going to, you know, eventually, who knows when that will be. Could be today, could be in an hour, could be a week or two. I think he'll be here.
Do the Steelers have a player that the 49ers consider desirable, a realistic player that they can include in this?
No, probably not realistic. I mean, they're looking for a receiver. I mean, all the reports out there is they're looking for somebody. Maybe it's a thing where you get draft picks here, then you move somebody else and get a receiver somewhere else. I don't think anybody like a Calvin Austin would interest him in. What I'm under the understanding is Steelers don't want to move anybody at all. You can't move Alex Highsmith. I mean, you would just give him away for free with the money they already gave him with his restructure. You can't do anything like that. Do you want to give up a guy like Nick Herbig, who could be a potential star in this league when T.J. Watt is, you know, who knows how long he wants to play? It could be a year, it could be 10. I mean, J.J. retired at, 32 or 33. So you want to keep him around. So, no, I mean, I don't think you want to get rid of any of these guards yet, James Daniels or anything. So, no, I don't think there's anybody on the roster, they'd be like, okay, make sure you put him in the package. So they would have to probably make a secondary trade with another team to fill their needs, which they could probably do.
All right, big boy, you go back to your nap. Good things are going to happen for you. I'm sorry for what happened at the Athletic, whatever it was, and but good things are going to happen. I'm convinced of that, and I'm sure you've seen from.
I guess I won't get to talk to you tomorrow now since you used it up today, huh?
No, we can talk again tomorrow at 12:40.
Can we talk about the Pirates and how I predicted the collapse was coming, and Austin Beck told old Austin City Limits was calling me crazy, and I said, kid, you are young. You will learn one day. Never trust the Bucks.
You know, Mark is very much a big believer and lover of sending me gifts and anything that he can find on the internet when the Pirates struggle. He sent me a great one the other day of the Titanic completely collapsing into the water.
And did I send you the one with the white flag waving too?
At some point you did, yes. He loves sending the Pirates are done gifts.
It's sad. It's truly sad. But, I mean, you've been around as long as me, Joe. 50 years of this stuff, you just get numb to it all now.
Yeah, it's very predictable. Well, thank you, big boy, and good luck. And who knows, we might be seeing more of you, not less of you. See you, man.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll see you, brother.
Talk tomorrow. What a man he is, huh, City Limits?
He sounds like a man still in the know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.